I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a breezy 58 degrees, KSL's top story.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
The former University of Utah police officer will not face criminal charges for showing off explicit photos of Lauren McCluskey to his co-workers. Miguel Darris reportedly showed the photos off after McCluskey was killed. The Salt Lake County DA says because of that, he had no other choice, and McCluskey's family is furious. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Salt Lake County DA Tim Gill says he doesn't like this decision either, but it was the only one he could legally make. However, he understands people will be angry.
I think everybody can agree that this is really unacceptable conduct.
He says the way revenge porn laws are written here, there has to be some sort of criminal injury to that specific victim, which wouldn't be possible to prove since Lauren McCluskey was dead when it happened.
Certainly the families felt that hurt or that injury, her reputation, but there's no provision in the law that allows us to do that.
Jill McCluskey tweeted Gill's decision caused harm to them and to women who will now hesitate to report to police. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 401. Now COVID-19 is cramping the Biden campaign style. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, Senator Kamala Harris is off the campaign trail after two staffers test positive for COVID-19. Harris says she wasn't near them. And as part of the contact tracing done for that, we learned that Vice President Joe Biden flew with someone who now has the virus. The campaign says they weren't really around the former VP, so no testing was needed. Meantime, the president is giving the campaign his well wishes.
The president telling a campaign crowd he hopes two people on the Kamala Harris campaign recover quickly from the COVID diagnosis, but at the same time attacked his opponent.
We extend our best, which is more than they did to me, but that's okay.
Which is not true. Both Harris and Joe Biden immediately and publicly said health is not political.
My wife Jill and I prayed that they'll make a quick and full recovery.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
$2.5 million. That's how much Burgess Owens says he fundraised since July. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The campaign for the GOP candidate for Congress in the hotly watched 4th congressional race, releasing that haul in new campaign finance numbers. They say that puts Owens raising $3.2 million to date this election. His opponent, Congressman Ben McAdams, says he's raised $1.4 million during quarter three, but has raised more overall at $4.9 million. In a statement, the Owens campaign says they are one of the top Republican fundraising campaigns in the nation. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Done. The Senate Judiciary Committee has concluded the confirmation hearings of the president's Supreme Court nominee. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the final day of hearings gathering mixed testimony about Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Attorney Pamela Roberts, representing the American Bar Association, testified that the judge is well qualified for the job.
Judge Barrett has earned and enjoys an excellent reputation for integrity and outstanding character.
But the president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law says she has grave concerns about Barrett's confirmation. Testifying remotely, Kristen Clark suggested that Barrett's interpretation of the Constitution is outdated and may impact the rights of minorities, women, and the LGBTQ community. She's also concerned about Judge Barrett's record on gun laws.
Her record suggests that She would be inclined to make it easier to expand individuals' rights to obtain and use guns.
Clark says Judge Barrett could turn our country back decades. Senator Mitt Romney says he will be voting in favor of confirming Judge Barrett. The senator says he finds her exceptionally qualified and impressive and is confident that she will apply the law and Constitution impartially. Two top health officials on the White House Coronavirus Task Force warning about the risks of family gatherings during the holidays. The Assistant Secretary of Health saying that testing alone is not enough to ensure a safe family gathering.
You can't rely on testing. Because if you're negative one day, you could be positive the next day or the next day.
The CDC's director also says that as the weather cools, people will spend more time indoors, increasing the risk during family gatherings. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And as Utah sees another 1,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 today, an infectious disease specialist at Intermountain Healthcare is debunking the idea of taking off our masks and creating so-called herd immunity. Dr. Eddie Stenium says herd immunity will only happen when we're resistant to infection, and we're far from that.
You know, if we open things up and let communities go and, you know, protect our vulnerable populations, which some people say, we would see devastating consequences in the hospital and our healthcare networks and to the health of the population.
Stenium gave an update today on Intermountain Healthcare status. He says they have nearly 50 COVID patients at Intermountain Medical Center alone. KSL News time is 4:05.
And a quick check on traffic here. Ricky Meese, do we have the trouble spots?
Well, we've had this police activity northbound I-15 by the 89 split Beck Street area as you're approaching North Salt Lake. And they are out of traffic, but that's what's caused delays back to the downtown area in Salt Lake City on northbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, hopefully things clear up quickly. Coming up, the Halloween treat that could kill you. Maybe. My minute of news is next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.